B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. Joe Murray in. Grab a call here on the name change in D.C., Zoe, before we get into Kemba Walker and the Celtics. Dan in Mansfield has a thought. What is it, Dan?
Hi, how you doing, boys?
Good.
I just wanted to talk about potential trademark names that are being taken right now. I was just actually working, and one of my buddies saw that some guy down in Virginia is taking all the potential trademark names that would be the Washington Redskins. So I was wondering what you guys think.
What do you mean by taking them? Taking them how?
He put in like a file to own the name Red Tails for the Redskins.
People like that. Honestly,
just a hole move.
It is. Squatting on websites and domain names and Twitter handles and all that stuff. Get a life, seriously.
I own that.
Why?
So I can extort you and make you pay me to give it back.
Shut up. If they decide on a name and they want to use it, they'll do it, and somebody will make their, you know, whatever, life-changing amount of money, $10,000, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is it worth it just to be a total prick?
Hey, I was worried about it last night. I had trouble sleeping last night thinking, hey, I got to do radio tomorrow. I haven't done it in a while. Like, what if I forget how to do radio? It feels pretty good to be back. A little back and forth here. And I was like worried, like, hey, when's he going to talk? When am I going to talk? What are we going to talk about? People worry about certain stuff like that.
So how does that factor into
weird,
somebody's
weird?
No, I'm just, how does that factor into somebody squatting on the Redskins and Red Tails domain sitting and copywriting trademarks?
Makes you think about things, That's all.
I bet you it's none of the names we discussed today. I have a feeling it's going to come out of like left field.
Thank you, Joe.
I think it's going to be the Red Tails.
Okay, I think it's going to be the Red Tails too. But if it's not the Red Tails, it's going to be something that no one has brought up. And it's not going to, can we all agree, it's not going to be the Presidents. It's not going to, I don't think they're going to call them the Washington Americans. I don't think they're going to call them the Memorials.
How about the Warriors?
No. It can't be.
There,
you see this helmet? Look at this helmet. It's KP Chiefs. This is a little Pop Warner helmet for the local high school here, okay? The high school's
Can you
team
put that on your head?
Is the Warriors. I cannot put this one on my head. Brody's head's almost as big as mine. But this is a nice new helmet here. Yeah. But so the Warriors, there's people that have put stuff out there to try and get that name eliminated. Isn't that going down the same path of what you've been?
Maybe.
Redskins, Warriors, Chiefs, get ready for Kansas City. People are going to go after the Arrowhead. Like I said, I was down in D.C. in the 80s. Never once did I think, along the lines of how offensive this potentially could be to some people. And obviously it is. And Daniel Snyder knew about it. Groups have tried to attach to him and talk to him about it and attempt to change that name. And he just turned his cheek. And now all of a sudden, since what we're dealing with in modern day America, now all of a sudden he's open to
it has not as much to do with what's going on in modern day America is that it should have been done a long time ago.
Right.
And so I didn't think about it either, but that's kind of the point that any of these groups would make. It's like, that's right. You never did think about, the people
you
that
just thought really good football team, man. That's all I thought. Really good football team.
Well, no, you never really thought about the people that had lived here for generations, centuries. Essentially, this was their home until someone else came along. And, much to the dismay of the caller from New Hampshire last week, he didn't like me calling it a genocide, but that's what it was. You've completely decimated a civilization just because you could.
And that, took it over, right?
Hey, that's on me. That's on you. It's anybody who never really thought about it before. But I guess gee whiz, calling someone a Redskin may not be the best thing to do. And I hadn't really thought about it. Okay, change it. It's a football team. Change the name. I'm not offended by it. No, I'm not offended by a lot of things. And there were some Native American groups I know that have said over the years that they did not necessarily found it offensive, but there were plenty who did, and right. and plenty of reasons to change the name. We're not talking about, you know, redigging, you know, a water supply source that is going to possibly endanger a population. We're talking about the name of a football team, okay? Yeah. Get over yourselves, Washington football people. It's the name of a football team. It should have been changed a long time ago, and they're going to change it now. Max in Boston, what do you have for us, Max?
Yeah, I think they should call them the Washington Marchers. Because think about this, guys. Everybody marches on the Mall of Washington for whatever cause, you know, you believe in. And you march into war. You do this and that. It's kind of like all-inclusive for whatever cause you want. It kind of comes off the tongue pretty easy. And I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's
Washington
nice.
Washington Marchers.
I think it's nice because it brings to mind marching bands. And we all
I think Forrest Gump. When he sees Jenny, his mic goes off.
That's what I thought of, too. Mm.
And she's running across the water. She gets in nasty water in the pond.
And we all know, Zoe, especially at your high school, the football team is for the kids who weren't good enough to be in the marching band. So right. if you try out for marching band, you're not good enough. You have to go be on the football team instead. So I think that'd be a nice tribute to marching bands everywhere, in addition to people who are marching for causes. They're not going to be called the Marchers.
Did you ever see The Replacements, the movie?
Yes. I've never seen it.
What?
I've never seen The Replacements.
Come on. Seen Shane really? Falco?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
It's a decent flick.
I know. I'm
decent. I like it.
Look, careful. Careful, Murray, because that could potentially be the new movie. It's going to be shown at Kowloon.
Hey, that's fine. Yeah. I'd watch that.
I've never seen The Goonies. I've never seen The Replacements. There's a handful.
He's like Tangway with the Goonies. It's weird.
I know. It's just a handful there. Anyway, what about
it? It was a movie about replacement players for the Washington football team called The Sentinels.
Sentinels?
Yep.
Not a good name.
It's not bad.
If you have to say.
I like Sentinels.
And you can go right after. You can steal the logo from the movie and everything.
Are people going to have trouble spelling it? Yes.
Well, it's spelled.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not a good name for a team. If you're going to have trouble spelling it, you should.
What's it start with?
That could be a C, could
I
be
an
S.
It's an S.
S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L-S, right?
Correct.
Sentinels. Yeah.
That's at least what I see of it.
But nobody knows for sure. Scholars have debated for years how to spell Sentinel. They don't know. So that's a problem. That's a problem if you're going to name your team something that children doodling on their notebooks are going to have trouble spelling. You don't want to do that.
I think you should put that on the Hardy compound someday. Just Replacements, boom. You'll see Keanu Reeves on the TV.
Gene Hackman in that,
too? Gene Hackman's the coach.
Love Gene Hackman.
Speaking of kids dueling on their books and that, if they get back to school and they're wearing their masks and all that and they got runny nose, how you blow your nose? You just blow it in the mask? Or you take the mask off?
No, you blow it right there in the mask and you just have the filth pressing up against your face for the rest of the day. That's what the CDC has recommended. It's in the guideline.
A runny nose? What kid in school doesn't have a runny nose?
I don't
We got a lot of problems, buddy.
So
that's so many problems.
We got to talk about something for 4 hours a day, right? So we'll talk about anything. Kids not going back to school in the fall is not something. That's something I don't want to talk about.
We can't.
It's like, do you want to talk about the possibility that you're going to get hit by a train? No, not really. It's just too horrific. That's how I feel about my kids not going back to school in the fall.
Like,
it's
what would
too
it be like if you had
horrific
cut off?
To talk about?
How would that feel?
How's my wife? How's Blondie gonna feel? Oh, God,
I really don't know. People that have a working household. Seriously,
how are things going to be in your house when you come home from work every day after the kids have not been in school again?
If we go back to work.
Oh God! All right,
I better not be here in September, sitting here doing this. Like, I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to go.
We have a couple more calls on the Redskins name change, so let's get to those, and then we'll get to the Kemba Walker and all of our Celtic stuff here. Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleeping on a hot spot on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, grab some of these calls here at 617-779-0985. It's Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beal. Joe Murray is here. Danny in Milford is on the line about the Redskins. Go ahead, Danny. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
This whole situation with the Washington Redskins, is it the name? Is it the logo? Is the next thing that they're going to do, is they're going to change the Chicago Blackhawks? Because they have similar logos.
Identical.
It's the Indian with the feathers, and, you know, because years back they changed the Cleveland Indians logo to a C, so I wonder what you guys thought about that.
Well, the Chicago Blackhawks, they say and that...
Blackhawk down.
No, don't do that.
Skateboard.
They say that their mascot, or the name the Blackhawk, is not... in reference to any Native Americans. They say that it has to do with, once again, like a military unit, I believe.
We went over this.
Right, but they still use the Blackhawks logo and the imagery of the Native American. So...
I could see them ultimately keeping the name, changing the logo.
It is
like the Cleveland Indians.
It is in honor of the U.S. 86th Infantry Division, which was nicknamed the Black Hawk Division, after Black Hawk, a Native American chief, the team's founder, Frederick McLaughlin, having served in that division. Okay, so that is in honor of, named after, you do all that. Now what you're getting into is Native Americans, whether they are... associated with either that infantry division or the Native American chief or whatever, saying like, that's all fine and good. We still don't like to be made out to be mascots. Okay. And like anybody who defends Chief Wahoo, again, same caller in New Hampshire who said that these teams can name themselves after whatever Indians they want because, quote unquote, Zoe, you weren't here for this.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah,
the call is we won the war.
We won the war.
Was that the Cowboy War?
Yeah. Yes.
Was that the one John Wayne started?
Right. Right. This guy learns his history from Lone Ranger and Tonto TV shows. Right.
I thought we were 2-0 in wars.
When he said the war, what he's referring to is the genocide. Okay. But no. So according to guys like him, same guy said Chief Wahoo. So, Tom, do you have that? I didn't even want to play the guy again. Don't worry about it.
Don't give him attention.
He said it was cute. He said it was cute. He's adorable. What's the problem? Now, the problem is some of these groups don't want to be used in that way. They don't want to be mascots. They don't want to be cartoon characters. They don't want to be caricatures. So whether the Blackhawks end up having to do something about it because of that or not, I don't know. Redskin, I mean, do we have to talk about why that's offensive to people?
I mean, the word speaks for itself. I mean...
right? I mean...
I don't know, white boy. What do you think?
See? Now I'm offended. Angel,
come on,
Angel in the car. What's up, Angel?
Common sense.
Angel, hello.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, if you're going to say it, you're going to say it better than that. Come on. Angel.
Do you go by Angel or Angel?
Angel.
Okay.
Just call me Angel of the morning.
I'm going Spanish for crying out loud out of you, at least. Come on.
All right.
Baby.
All right. What do you want?
Anyway, go. All right. So why don't we change the name to Pigskins? They already have the Hog Heads.
They said the Hogs. Well, the Hogs was one of the.
I'd roll with that.
Was one of the suggestions up there. I don't know. What'd you ever think about that name, Hogs, for the Redskins, though?
Dirty, nasty. The other white meat. Pork. Thank you. Remember when we used to do those pork ads? This headline's brought to you by pork.
That's what's for dinner. No, that's
Hogs. Meat. I mean,
other white
I don't know.
Meat.
It doesn't do anything for me. Washington Hogs.
It doesn't
roll off the tongue well.
No.
It's got to be catchy.
I agree.
Joe might be right here where it's just something from out left field it comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has talked about
to me, those are the two favorites. Red Tails.
Yeah.
And something we haven't thought of.
Something else.
Something. Just something crazy.
Submarines. Oh,
Washington
Rock. Submarines are badass, dude. They're underwater. You can't even see them, some bitches. But they're deadly.
Damn right.
And then it's got Crimson Tide, I believe. Going back to Gene Hackman again, he says the deadliest war machine ever devised by man or something. Mm.
Nuclear Sean Connery. Submarine. Sean Connery could call games for him. You know, Dwayne Hoskins, back to pass. There was a long pass down the field, and it's completed for a touchdown to the football team.
To who?
Erie.
To one of my one of the knights of the round table around me.
See?
Who is the guy, the Patrick Geard guy that played the long hair? What is his name? Not Lucifer. What was his name? Pulled a sword out of the rock.
Oh, Lucifer. Right. You got it. It's Lucifer.
Can't remember.
Sir Lucifer.
But you know what? Shawshank was on the other day, and I watched it. I got a lot of those lines
too.
Wrong.
I do.
It was on Shawshank. Again, Murray. Was it 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, it was on Sundance. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I watched the whole thing. I still have questions. Every time I watch it, I learn something new.
I did too.
Fuzzy.
And I didn't realize they let everything out of the bag after Andy escaped.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even show you that he was digging that hole. Mm. You know, behind that poster.
Yeah, it's all in the reveal. Yeah,
good movie.
You don't see him digging the hole periodically throughout the movie.
No.
That kind of spoils the ending.
Sure does.
Dylan in the car. Go ahead, Dylan. You're
hey,
on
Dylan.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was thinking for the Washington Red Wolves. Why not the Washington Red Wolves? Because if you think about it, like they have.
I like Red Bull. You like Red Bull, Dylan?
No, Red Wolves. Red
oh,
Wolves.
Yeah, I said Red Bull. Name.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, they have a national preserve for Red Wolves down in Washington. Also, could you just imagine everybody after a big play just howling in a stadium? Mm. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, my God. It'd be wonderful. There's a national, there's a wildlife preserve in Washington, D.C. for Red Wolves.
My shoes.
Can we fact glasses. Check that, please? Not sure.
I've been down. Hey, I spent a lot of time down there. Hey, what about the Maryland Eastern Shore Blue Crabs? You know, Washington Blue Crabs.
How about the Red Dogs? And you could bring back that red beer that I believe it was a
Red Dog, Red Stripe. And you could have your fight every touchdown be who let the dogs out?
Wolf.
Who?
Wolf.
Yeah.
That was That was a Miller Brewing Company. You can still get Red Dog. You can still get Red Dog.
That was
what about
so
this?
Gross, dude.
What are you talking about?
Red Dog was gross.
They had the tagline, be your own dog. Tommy Lee Jones voiced the Red Dog in the TV commercials.
What about Washington Red Asses? And they had someone getting a spank, the big paddle, the red ass right on the side of the helmet.
What was the other red beer that everybody was drinking for?
Red Stripe.
No, that wasn't red.
Booyah!
There was Killian's Red. Zoe, how many Killian's Red did you put away in the day?
I've had a couple of those.
Yeah.
There's some classics, man. The Mickey's Blue Big Mouth. Remember the big opening?
Yeah, but these
it was
are
Mickey's,
just,
right?
These are red. We're just talking
red. Red. Killian's Red. That's these right.
Red beers. Why not? Let's drink.
Red's Apple Ale I've had before.
Let's see. Yeah, but was it red? Was it red color?
I'm not a cider apple guy. I'm not a flavored beer.
Mm. Down East, so just give it a try. Down East.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd try anything, yeah.
Okay, we are going to talk about the Celtics and the fact that Kemba Walker did not participate in the first, quote-unquote, hard practice because of his knee. The first hard practice since they went into the bubble, Brad Stevens said part of the progression, getting him back, getting him best physically for the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they're going to do minutes restriction. Minutes restriction on Kemba Walker. This come as a surprise to you, Zoe?
Dustin Pedroia is starting to scream chronic knee to me. Like, he's been off for 4 months, right? Jason Tatum picked up golf, perfected golf in 4 months, right? Pretty much.
I mean, imperfect.
This guy's had nothing good to do but rest his knee, rehab the knee, right? But rehab. Now, rehab and playing actual basketball games and basketball activities to the level that these guys play from the stop and go is a hell of a lot different than someone jogging in a pool or doing one-legged squats off a bench with the supervision of a trainer. And you think about the amount of wear and tear in this guy's knees over the years and how much basketball he's played. It might make a little bit of sense to ease him into this thing.
But this is what worries me. So until March, he missed 16 games, most of them because of left knee soreness. Okay? Do you know how many games he missed in the four seasons before that combined? How many games did Kemba Walker miss in the four previous seasons?
I'm going to go 25.
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Pretty durable guy.
Four games he missed in the four previous seasons.
Wow.
This season, 16 games, mostly due to the left knee soreness. The same issue that held him out of the first hard practice, and it's going to put him on the minutes restriction.
What's up with these guys with the knee injuries? Kyrie Irving, you know, the screws and how nasty that thing was at kneecap.
It's an, you know what? It's a badly designed joint. That's the problem.
It's the knee's a problem. The knee is the first thing to go. You can have everything. You can have your head. You can have your arm. You can have your strength. You got no leverage with that knee. You can't cut. You can't explode off it. You got issues, man.
Same thing with the ears. Yeah, it's a bad design, especially in kids. Yeah, ear infections. Why? It's like, yeah, it's just, you know, it's a poor design. Nature isn't perfect.
I lost a Q-tip in my ear a month ago. I told you that, right? I had to go to doctors for it.
Excuse me?
Get that thing flushed out. My Q-tip. The end of my Q-tip got stuck in my ear.
I did not know this until just now.
The fuzzy part?
The fuzzy part. Because when you, my ears itch regularly from this, like the vibration. And I need to get in there and itch it. Hardy sees me, like, when I'm in, I'll take a napkin and roll it and try and get inside that ear. I like to pull on the end of the Q-tip just to loosen it up a little bit before I slide that sucker in there.
Because you like it nice and you like it hard.
I like it
and
puffy.
You want it puffy? I thought you pulled some of the cotton off to get like that hard edge exposed.
No. I pulled off the fluff the end of
That's
it.
That's the problem. That little fluff you're pulling is getting stuck.
Yeah, that thing got stuck in there, and I'm like, I can't get out of there. I got to go in.
So what'd they do?
They had one of those, they looked in there and said, yeah, you got Q-tip in there. He goes, I don't know if it's going to work, because we might have to send you to an ENT. But he got that long squirt thing in, he had hot water, flushed that sucker out, man. Just like super zapped it with a water gun. Came right out with a lot of other stuff.
How long ago was this?
About a month ago. I told you guys on air, and everybody went right over everybody's head.
You casually right dropped it COVID. Into conversation.
T-Bone, you were here. Do you remember this?
I did.
I do.
And Beetle and I
This is like
it?
One of the first weeks of COVID.
I think everyone was here.
Everybody was here, and I said I had to go to the doctors. And like I think Louth was the only one that said, you went to a doctor? Like, remember like at the beginning of this episode, you can't go in-office visit unless you have COVID. You know? I'm like, I had something in my ear.
Or you have a foreign object in your ear, in which case the doctor will in fact see you now. Okay.
Great.
More on the Celtics with Kemba and Jason Tatum. Maybe we were a little too harsh on Jason Tatum. I don't know. I don't know that I was, because I didn't give him a hard time about the golf while other people did. But since then, Zoe, I want to hear what you have to say about what he's saying and doing now. So we'll do that next after Joe Murray's Hub Headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've never been on a team in my life where I didn't think, whether it was high school or college or since I've been on the Celtics that, like, you know, we should just settle for, like, third place. Like, I've always thought, you know, that's what we practice. That's why we play, to be the last team standing. So I think we should automatically have that mindset. And we have a realistic chance. I think we obviously have the talent, experience, the depth. And, you know, we compete with the best of them.
Jason Tatum raised more than a few eyebrows earlier this year, though, when he said that he hadn't touched a basketball, didn't have access to a hoop. Then he was...
I didn't officially believe that. Did you?
That he hadn't touched a basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not literally. It's hard to believe he doesn't have, like, a basketball around his house or something, but I believe that he... You know, these guys... You know, live, eat, breathe their sport, you know, for, you know, many, many days out of the year. You know, you've got your morning shoot around. You've got, yeah, I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed in sports in general, right? Basketball, hockey, football, like the warm ups.
Did you say morning shoot around?
I thought
you said something.
Yes.
Else.
Okay. I said shoot around. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that would be enough of a workout for a normal person for the day, right?
Oh my God!
Like
I was having this hockey discussion with a friend of mine, and I was saying what we did at Warrior and how amazed you and I were to watch Pastrnak on one blade just go in and out of cones back and forth.
Well,
and
he was rehabbing, so that was a workout for him. But we used to ask we would ask Torrey Krug, or you know we would ask guys who come up. It's like, man, that seems like a lot for a morning skate. And they just kind of laugh it off. They're like, what? You put the pads on, you go out there. It's only like 15 minutes. We're like, it seems like a workout. And now you guys got to go home. You got to come back. And then you'll skate again. And then you'll leave the ice. And then you'll come back out and skate again. And then you'll play a hockey game. So, yes, by comparison, maybe him just dribbling a ball around the house or taking a few shots, that constitutes him not touching a basketball. Because these guys spend hours every day on the court. You've seen what LeBron does for his warm-ups. Yeah. It's like, that's a workout. The guy's working out before he plays 40 minutes. It's insanity how good a shape these guys are in and how much time they spend perfecting their craft. So that literally hadn't touched a basketball? No. But hadn't done it anywhere near to the extent that he normally does it? Yeah, I believe that.
I just can't believe how he looks. He looks like a man now. He's got hair. He's got facial hair. He's got a full head of hair. Like, he doesn't look like a young kid anymore. It's almost like he's morphed into this veteran. You know, sort of like, you know, like Embiid. You know, he looks, I don't know. He looks
like a man. He does. He doesn't look like
he grew up.
He doesn't look like a young man anymore. There's something about the beard and the longer hair, it just makes him look.
He's no skinny twerp. I mean, it looks like he morphed into a man in 4 months.
Well, he did raise some eyebrows when he said he hadn't touched a basketball. And then he appeared to be getting very good at golf, spending, you know, few days a week over at Core, getting lessons out on the course. But everything he has said and done since then seems to be the right thing. And he said, I worked on my body just trying to maintain my weight, trying to maintain strength, keep muscle
should be
mass.
Praise for it.
Body
should
fat.
Be praise for it.
Keep it all the same. So what he's been doing, he said, I did a pretty good job of that. And I guess I just trying to polish up on everything. I can get better at everything. So I guess the answer is just trying to take it up another level, honestly. And then there's the mentality about what they hope to accomplish in the bubble. So, Zoe, if you were going into the bubble right now, you're a basketball player, what would you be trying to be? What would you trying to be trying to accomplish? I guess is my question.
Adjust to the lighting. That'd be the first thing,
right? Like,
I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, where they work out, it seems dimly lit to me.
But if you were
from a
season standpoint, like, what would your mentality be? In terms of completing the season, would you be trying to win or are you just trying to let's go down there and just get back to work? I think a lot of guys are just getting back to work.
I would sit there and look at the landscape of the rest of the league and see who's in it mentally and who's not in it mentally. Okay, so you got Avery Bradley already checked out, right? He's out. Rajon Rondo, fractured thumb, out 6 to 8 weeks. He might miss what? First round? If they advance, get to the playoffs, which they should without him, right? I mean, it is the Lakers. And I'd look at the rest of my team. What did everybody else do? What does Gordon Hayward look like? Okay. What does Kemba Walker look like, even though he's on a minutes restriction? Okay. I've carried this team against LeBron James in the playoffs 2 years ago. Okay. I dealt with Kyrie Irving. Jalen looks like he's ready to just explode. Marcus is the same guy. What's Brad telling us? Something different. And I noticed this from the Celtics. So everybody else is bitching, and we'll get to the meals part of it and, you know, the sleeping quarters and this whole bubble experience where it seems like everybody else and their mother are complaining about this, that, or the other. Where it seems like the Celtics are sleeping dogs. You know what? And maybe this is a credit to Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens for understanding. And maybe this is why Brad wanted to bring in other family members of the support staff, because we sort of know what we're getting into down here, guys. So let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's not bitch about everything. Let's worry about basketball-related things. Let's worry about what we can do as far as re-immersing ourselves back into us trying to get up to playing speed. And, oh, yeah, by the way, let's go out and win this effing thing.
And that's why
I think they got a shot.
Well, they have a shot. But the whether they win it or not, I'm just glad to hear him state that mentality outwardly, because I think a lot of guys could get caught up and are getting caught up in the stuff like you said, Zoe, whether it's the accommodations or the food or the lighting in the gyms and all this other stuff. And he said, look, I think we can win this thing, and I think that's the mentality you should have. I've never been on a team in my life, whether it was high school or college, since I've been on the Celtics, that we should just settle for third place. That's why we grind. That's why we play, to be the last team standing. I'm glad we have that mindset. We have a realistic chance. We have the talent, the experience, the depth. Defense, mindset, everything. Coaching. We've all been through a lot, but we're going to hold each other accountable. We trust each other, and we're going to fight until there's zero on the clock. You know what? I love it. Thank you for saying that. We just assume all these guys think that way because, A, we're finding out they don't think that way. And you might want to get Enes Kanter on board and stop obsessing over, you know, the view from his hotel room and everything else that he likes to post on social. And, B, thank you, Jason. Thank you for saying it out loud, because every once in a while it's nice to hear. Look, Joe Murray, you know I love you, right?
Yeah.
But is it nice to hear me say it every once in a while?
I like a pat on the back.
I love you. There you go. I just said it. Wow. All right?
Hey, yeah,
it's nice just to hear it.
If I can crap on it a little bit, though, this is the same guy who didn't know if he wanted to go to the bubble or not. Like, he still doesn't know if he wants to be there. And in his defense, whether he went or not, he still would have gotten that extension from the Boston Celtics. So, like, he's saying all the right things, Hardy, but 2 weeks ago or a week ago, he didn't know he wanted to even go to the bubble, and he still has questions about it.
Okay, at least he wasn't
Joel Embiid showing up in a hazmat suit where everybody has got to get the photo of me getting out of the car, and I got to put the whole white suit over me and tape up my hands and my head.
Well,
like, do any of them want to be there?
No.
Of course not.
He's changed. He's grown his hair out, and he's got a beard, and he's becoming a man. We're watching
he's quiet him leader.
Blossom into manhood.
But I do think there are way too many people putting way too much into Jason Tatum. Scottie Pippen saying he's like the next big thing. People saying they take him over like Luka Doncic or whatever. Like, I like Tatum. He's a big part of whatever the Celtics will be in their future. A big part of it. Is he ready right now? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I know he had a nice little run, but you're not beating Giannis. They're not beating Giannis and the Bucks. And listen, I look at the odds. You guys know him. I look at that. There are only three teams that have a legit chance to win this year. It's the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Bucks. The Celtics come in behind the Rockets. Okay? Russell Westbrook and who's the other guy? James Harden. So like they come in fifth.
Okay,
on the list.
You are very much like me in that you look at you have a very
you want to see more.
You have a very reductive approach to the NBA. I look at the two teams when they get into the playoffs. I said, who's got the best player? The Bucks have Giannis. The Bucks are going to win a best of seven, right? You can talk about everything. You can talk about the live long day about matchups and about defense and about rebounding. Who's got the best player? Well, the Bucks have the best player because it's Giannis, so they're going to win a best of seven. This could be just, I'm not saying he's going to overtake Giannis as the best player on the court when those two teams are playing each other, but there does exist more of a chance as other teams seem to be a little less focused, and if the Celtics are a little more focused, that they could surprise them. That's all. We'll talk more about this, but we got to do this date and show history. That's coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This Dayton show history. Today's date, 13th of July, 2020. So we go back and we look at what has happened on the 13th of July in previous years. So, everything all right?
It's usually a vacay week for me, I think.
Well, it was not a vacay week for you in 2015.
Damn it.
But it must have been a vacay week for Beetle, maybe even me, because you were in the A chair. You were hosting.
Oh, disaster.
And you had trouble with the names of the callers.
It's not my fault. Let's go to Jeff in New Hampshire. You're up next here on a Sports Hub. Let's get Jeffy up here. What do you got, Jeff? Tom, you want to pull Jeff up? There you go. Hi, Jeff.
Jim.
Hi, Jeff. Oh, you're Jim.
It's Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Hi.
Hi, guys. That was a little bit more difficult than I anticipated just to get on, but...
Well...
Guy was giving you a little bit of guff. Guy was giving you a hard time.
I said, Jeff.
But then I think you said, Jim, pull him up, and that's what he heard.
What do you got, Jeff? Tom, you want to pull Jeff up? There you go. Hi, Jeff.
Jim.
Hi, Jeff. he didn't even know his own name.
You weren't asking for Jim Salvi, you're asking for Tom Salvi.
Tom, pull Jeff up. Jesus. I read what's on the thing. I blame it on call screener if it's wrong.
We had one of the most puzzling and I think least believed bits of audio on this show on July 13th, 3 years ago. This was in 2017 when a certain NFL head coach told a story about when he was a young boy. And I didn't believe it then. I don't believe it now. You know what it is, Zoe?
I think so.
I was allergic to milk as a child, and my older brother would always get a big glass and drink it in front of me all the time. And Dad was painting the kitchen one day, and I saw that big, creamy white bucket and just grabbed it and started drinking it. And
is grit personified.
I'm going to have some milk.
I must have seen me that big, creamy bucket. I must have had me 17 of them buckets. Had to pee real bad. I peed white. It came right out.
So Bruce Arians claims because he was allergic to milk, he was so enamored with the idea of drinking milk when his father was painting the kitchen, he as a toddler picked up a gallon of milk or a gallon of paint and started drinking it. I mean, there's so many holes in this story. I don't even know where to start.
All right, so Bruce Arians is a lot older than I am, and I'm a pretty old guy. Probably has some lead paint, right? Laying around the house, or probably was using lead paint, his old man or his grandfather to paint the house. How far would you get past that first sip? My grandmother used to make me drink milk of magnesia when I was a kid. She's babysit me. I remember violently vomiting just from the taste of the chalk, and I can never smell that mint or Pepto Bismol after that. Every time I had a bad stomach, she'd always be pouring that. You got to drink it and shoving it down my throat. And I'm like, oh, I vomited. There's no way he digested any of it.
There's no way he picked up a bucket of paint.
I said, give me that paint.
Yeah. And why you chose to make him sound like Forrest Gump, we still don't know.
Because he was not the smartest bulb on the
tree. Oh, I see. I see. Also on this date in show history, this was also from 3 years ago. I guess I was here that day because we started talking about Jewel, and I took issue with some of the lyrics in a Jewel song.
Don't do it's this like to us, Jim. We're just going to sit here and listen to it's it. It's like Denny's. You know that. You know,
but, I mean, the song has meaning.
You know what bothers me about this song?
I would never
break
the
deal. There's one lyric.
What is it?
Jesus. One word that bothers me in this song more than anything else. She's very sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, the lyric is, put on my PJs and hop into bed. How about crawl? Put on my PJs and crawl into bed.
I feel
hopping. Alive, but I'm mostly dead. Right? That's the lyric.
Right. It could have been crawl.
You don't and hop into bed when you're sad.
Right?
Yeah. Ooh. Good point, Hardy.
See, I don't have a problem with the hopping.
Sometimes... You know,
you hop
into
bed.
You're excited to go to bed. You want to get to bed. You want to get out of your real life.
You want
go to sleep.
Down my PJs and hop into bed. I feel alive, but I'm mostly dead. I got a big rack, but jacked up teeth. I think I'm gonna. Yeah.
Real Hardy's back.
Gardens.
That's a real Hardy, a nasty Hardy. Fun fact of the day: Jewel's family was on Frontier, Alaska.
Is this one of these nonsense shows that you watch?
Yes, I love Frontier Alaska.
What's the premise of Frontier Alaska?
It's them living off the grid and just eating off the homestead. I think it was Ivan. Which father had her? But she came back.
Ivan from the hockey team?
Not Ivan from hockey team. That's an old commercial we used to run on Sports Hub. I forget which father it was.
Well, how many fathers does she have?
She came back for an episode. She has one. And there's two brothers, the two main brothers that live on the homestead. And they have their kids with them. And she came back with the daughter and to see grandpa. It was for Thanksgiving. Jewel came home for Thanksgiving. Like, wow, her parents are in Frontier, Alaska. Maybe she's not that off the grid.
Well, I think by virtue of the fact that she's a singer-songwriter and probably spends most of her time in L.A., that she's not off the grid. I mean...
But maybe
she's
growing
there
up
now?
A little bit.
Have
no.
Called a rite of passage, and that meant that you earned the next phase of your life. And so this year, it's the idea of earning 7 instead of turning 7.
What?
Yeah. She's thinking about it, yeah.
Earning 7 instead of turning 7?
She's talking about a 7-year-old kid.
Yeah. You had to earn that number,
not
kid.
Turn it.
I tried telling my kid that last week. You want to go Target? You got to earn a trip to Target.
But how do you earn time spent on Earth?
It's called a rite of passage. It's right there in the clip.
Yep.
I birthed you. Fight the bear. You must fight the bear.
Speaking of bears are popping up all over the place. You see this lately?
Is this like your statement before the show when you said nobody's wearing masks? And I said, that's funny because it looks to me like everybody is wearing masks. So you say bears are popping up all over the place.
I think less people are wearing masks in summer communities.
Where have you seen bears pop up?
All over the news. It's like the lead story nationally, locally. Like, be aware of the bears in the backyard.
I watched the morning news this morning. There was nary a mention of a bear.
Less trash out there for them, and they're starting to scavenge for food. They need 20,000 calories a day. I got updated on that today. And that they're starting to prepare for hibernation. And so they're looking for more and more food. And be aware of bears out there in your backyard. That's all.
Locally?
Yeah. Yeah. New Hampshire, Northern Mass, yeah.
They smell all those cookouts? Is that what it is?
Mm. Yeah, they're coming around, Joe. You know, people are spending more time at home. The food is there instead of in trash receptacles or, you know, big bins at restaurants. Yeah. A lot of places shut down.
The backyard is the vacation spot this summer.
You know how they say animals are starting to come back into the habit, you know, out of their habitat and into your space now because they feel less threatened. So just be aware of those honey bears. Don't leave your honey pot on the back porch.
Honey is like a honey bee.
Or honey
you think the bears? What do you think a bear would do at a bit of honey bar?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.